Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand, Tom versus Time just dropped. We're working on getting that for you. Have that in a couple of minutes. The epilogue episode has finally arrived. Before we get to that, Bert, I want to talk to you about the big news in the NFL over the weekend, and that was the Khalil Mack trade.
Yep.
Your reaction to it?
Well, you know, I talked to Gruden about this 3-4 weeks ago, and he repeated it in his press conference. And listen to the way he talks about his roster. Talks about how screwed up the 13 draft was. No one's left. Talks about the 15 draft being screwed up, the 16 draft being screwed up, the 17 draft being screwed up, how they have no depth in the roster, how there are significant holes at this place and that place. And A, that's a shot at Reggie McKenzie, his general manager. And B, that tells me he doesn't think that they're close right now, like that it's going to take 2 or 3 years to get there. And so this trade makes sense to me if you feel like you're in that position. Because then you're signing Khalil Mack at $23.5 million per year, right? At that number, when you're ready to contend, what's going to be left? When you're ready to contend, yeah. Is he going to be 30 years old
right.
and you're just hanging on?
What's Derek Carr making at that
right.
point, too?
And so, like, that's the question to me is, if he really believes this, and again, he said it to me, he said it at his press conference, like, that the, a couple good drafts away, then you have to not look at just what Khalil Mack is today. You got to look at what Khalil Mack's going to be in 2020. And if you're projecting him to be less than what he is now, then it might make sense to just take the first-round picks who are going to be affordable players.
I could buy in on that, except they didn't try to trade him
5 years.
In the offseason. They only tried to trade him when it got contentious.
They got a pretty good return.
I don't disagree with that. I look at the Bears and say, what are you doing? I think
so. The Bears, to me, this is a bet on Mitch Trubisky. Like, this is a total bet on
Mitch. If you were to ask me a week ago, before we knew anything about this, if you said, who's closer to being a consistently good team, a team that wins on a regular basis, that doesn't mean competing for a Super Bowl or anything. Just who's a better team, the Raiders or the Bears?
Raiders.
Who the hell would have picked the Bears?
Raiders.
Yeah.
I look at them and say, if you're trying to make the case that you don't feel you're close, the Bears can make that a much
easier. But remember, the signing and trade of one guy. Our guy, Sean in Chicago, says they're talking in Chicago like they're going to the playoffs.
Okay, I think the Bears, from their perspective, this was a dumb trade.
This is a bet on Mitch Trubisky. But this is what teams are doing now. Like, the new model is to go all in while you get your quarterback on a rookie contract.
Who's the coach again?
Matt Nagy,
I
think is going to be really good.
Nagy. Oh, that's the guy who thanked Aunt Sue and Aunt Helen and Uncle Dick.
I think he's going to be able to do a lot of this thing.
Right, like, Matt Nagy.
His brother.
You look at what they did.
My stepdad.
My stepdaddy.
You look at what
I'm
the Chiefs.
I'm a mailman.
Yep. Go back to week one and look what the Chiefs did last year. He was the coordinator. Like, I just think he's a really innovative guy who does things a little bit differently. I think it's going to be an advantage for them having him as a head coach. They've got a good defensive coordinator in Vic Fangio. And look, the general manager's in his fourth year there. Ryan Pace is in his fourth year. Like, they have to win soon, right? And if Mitch doesn't work out, then they're all getting fired anyway.
Yeah.
And so this is what teams do now is they take advantage of having, like, the Raiders don't have the quarterback on the rookie contract anymore. They're paying Derek Carr $25 million a year.
Who's the quarterback they signed for $45 million?
Look,
from Tampa? Don Corleone? Not it looks like the Mike Tyson punch-out. What was that guy's name?
No.
Don Flamingo.
Glennon.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Sean Glennon.
Glennon. Sean's his older brother.
Bill
Nagy. This is what teams are doing now is, like, when you've got the quarterback on a rookie contract, you go all in. That's what the Rams are doing. That's what the Eagles have done the last couple of years. It's just that's part of the new model. It's how Seattle built that team. They had Russell Wilson for almost
then
nothing.
They have control of him. What I said.
Right. And everything changes.
Once you got to pay your quarterback.
Once you have to pay him, everything changes.
Quarterbacks set the price.
People here have a hard time understanding it because you're immune to it because Brady's always taken less.
Yeah.
But most teams, you're looking at, you draft a quarterback high. Okay, you've got this little window now where you can spend more because he's on his rookie deal.
Best case scenario, maybe they're the third best team in their division because you still have the Vikings and Green Bay.
Right.
That's what you're fighting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like
it's going to be hard to make the playoffs in the NFC. Oh. I think that if they can stay healthy, like between Roquan Smith, Leonard Floyd, Kyle Long, Charles Leno on the offensive line, if Allen Robinson comes back strong off the ACL, I think they've got a chance. They need a lot of things to fall right.
All right, let's get to Tom versus Time. The episode came out just minutes ago, and let's just get to it. Let's listen.
Let's do it.
We haven't heard it. We've been on the air. Hardy, you got it ready?
Yeah, and none of us have heard any of this yet.
Right.
So if you want to stop anything, if you want to
You know what, Hardy? Here's what we're going to do. You have a good ear for this stuff. If you think it should be stopped, you stop it, and then we'll talk.
We'll leave it to you.
Yeah, you're up.
Okay, all right. Bing. Oh. Here we go. Tom versus Time.
On the back tail of the plane, there's that, I saw some, like, Ohio State. There was an O with an Ohio.
So yes, sir. On the KC-135s, there are, those are either guard or reserve or things like that.
Hold on a second. Is this how the thing starts? It's like a Pulp Fiction type of thing. We're just going to pick this up, like, mid-plot, and you're just going to have to figure things out. Okay. It's very artistic.
That the active duty planes just have their tail marking on it, so ours ADL with the Ellsworth's tail flash across the top.
So who gets to decide what's on the back on those?
For the owning unit.
Yeah,
the
for guard units, sir, they go with whatever state they're from.
Oh, really?
Yep.
The Michigan one had...
I was going to say, it was an ugly... There's nothing I like about Ohio State.
Take that, Breer.
Even me?
And now we get to the open.
It's almost a Gronkowski-like moment.
Who gets to pick the letters and numbers at the back of the plane? Do you just get to pick them yourself?
How about when Gronk was on Skype with the astronaut?
Can I fly that plane?
She's in space.
Yeah.
Are you in space?
Are you in space? If I look out the window and wave, can you see me?
You guys have a time machine here? You ever use a time machine instead of a plane?
It's like the question an elementary school kid would ask when they're being visited by the National Guard.
Who gets to pick the numbers on the back of the plane?
This is Brady's long way of saying he hates Stuck Ohio State.
Yeah.
Like, I hate Ohio State.
Stuck
Thanks.
In Dorchester. Okay. Best thing ever.
We've got an update. It's still Hardy's still shot today. Sure. I just had a thought. We'll keep it playing, keep it rolling.
Yeah, I don't think so.
The music here reminds me, or the open, visually, reminds me of that, what was the documentary show we watched all together?
Oh, Evil Genius.
It's a little bit of an Evil Genius
feel.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Right? Or like Making a Murderer, something like that, right? Epilogue.
Here we go.
Here we go. We're in his house. Kitchen.
It's a nice fridge.
Got a little height chart there.
Oh, I need a little WD-40 on one of those doors. What the hell's going on there? Going to get a handyman over there into Brookline.
August of 2018. So
this is camp.
Last month.
This is camp.
And he's got a banana breaking off
the ends. Again.
Took the ends.
Weirdo.
He's particular about his fruits.
Welcome to my home.
Pumping the...
Very skilled.
Very skilled. Lurch comes out behind the door.
Good evening.
Kevin McHale opens the door.
He's got like that magic wand blender there.
Step out of the shower. He's on the other side of the curtain.
He's really shoving it in there.
Come here. Really good.
I was working it.
Man.
What the hell's going on in Brady's house? What is that?
He's a craftsman.
Real handy. It's couldn't have been recent. It's too humid. No
need for that.
No doors have been squeaking like that in the last 2 months in this town. What the hell goes on in there? They got dehumidifiers in every room?
Good evening. You step out of the shop.
Good evening.
All right, come on. Keep going. Keep going.
I can't.
It's hard to take. We were not going to be able to take anything else seriously now.
And so here's what we're going to do. We're going to pause here and pick it up on the other side.
We're going to do it for real.
We're going to continue, Tom.
No more creaks.
Once we can stop thinking about the creaky door.
You want me to pick it up?
Kitchen.
Pick it up post creak when we continue.
That's right. And we'll tell you how you can win tickets to the game. That's right. How to win tickets for the Patriots opener. We'll have two pairs of tickets. We'll tell you how to win next.
something?
So what happens now?
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Bertrand with Bert Breer, 12:21 on this Wednesday. Tom versus Time. The epilogue has dropped.
And we've learned something about his house.
It's got creaky doors. Why are you going to bring it back to that, Bert?
It's been requested that I skip past the creaky door part. We're going to move on into this segment so that we can actually get something out of this.
That's a good idea.
Really hard to unremember it.
Yeah. So are we picking it up at some point here? The Tom versus Time that just dropped today. Are you ready?
Blender. He's just going to town with that thing. Yeah.
Working it.
We're ready.
Here we go.
Probably the last 6 months. It's been the first time where I've taken a little break, I think, from what I've done and what's been cyclical monotonous. But I just think I needed something different this year. My family needed something different. I've got to be able to spend enough time with them because I want to, because, you know, you got to see them grow, you got to see them develop, you got to be there for them. I think in general, kids want to know you care about them and they need your time and energy. And if they're not going to get it from whatever, August to through January, then they've got to get it from February through July, or else I'm not doing my job as a parent. Being able to be available to them in ways that I never have been is something that I'm never going to regret.
Now it sounds like a Batman movie. Now it sounds like he's descending into the Batcave.
Yeah, he's making off.
Making a murderer.
So yeah. He's talking on his couch there, and they're showing clips of him and Cutter. But did you see this boat? Well, I don't know who the hell's boat this is. It's probably that prince or whatever that guy is in Cutter that had him on. Yeah. The whole thing's in teak, and it looks like a freaking floating house.
Nice. Yep. Nice.
And then he takes off in like a 12-foot jet ski.
Yeah, the Batman music starts. He takes off in the jet ski to go fight crime in Doha.
All right, but the important part here is the part about spending time with his kids, saying he's never going to regret that, which would be an obvious statement, right?
Yeah.
Of course you're never going to regret that.
Yeah. It's almost direct opposite. You know, when Bill in his documentary is sitting there and he's driving, he's like, you miss everything. You miss the games. You miss birthday parties.
Right. And Bill is expressing some level of a little bit of regret and saying it's unfortunate because it's part of the gig.
So maybe he understands this because he's, you know, you do miss it all. And you're married to football.
All right. We continue.
All right. Here we go.
If I'm going to do something at this point, it's going to be because I enjoy it. The last couple of years, a lot of parts about football weren't enjoyable when they should have been. Some of it was my approach.
I was lazy. That don't win championships.
And, you know, I think anytime you're together with people for a long period of time, relationships ebb and flow. And I think people are just, they're looking for something to write and talk about.
You know, one of the guys that gets brought up a lot when you bring up Tom Brady is Alex Cora. I'm curious.
So is Brady different?
Changed at all
in addition to the West?
They wanted to talk about a lot of drama. And I'm sure a lot of teams have things like that, but ours is just to the 10th degree. I'm learning to deal with it better. I don't still get that much anymore about anything.
What was that?
Oh, holy that's a big smokes.
One. Yep. Is this R to the 10th degree?
Or the nth degree.
Nth
whatever
degree.
Nth degree. That's okay.
I'm learning to deal with it better. I don't still get that much anymore.
Okay, that's...
All right.
You don't hear him say that about anything very often. Yeah. He doesn't give a bleep.
Well, that's true. I mean, he walked out of one interview and hung up on another. Like, he's not going to tolerate some stuff, it seems.
Right.
You know, but, I'm going to do it my way.
The first
that's
part.
That's a confirmation of that. That's the way I take that.
The first part about he hasn't fully enjoyed things the last couple of years.
Well, he also said, you know,
the last couple of years have been.
I'm responsible for that, too.
A Super Bowl championship.
Have been the biggest comeback in the history of the Super Bowl.
Right. He served the Deflategate suspension at the beginning of it.
Right, but by. Once he got back to football 2 years ago,
right.
23 months ago, hasn't it been pretty good? And now, from a
well,
football...
Well, he doesn't teach. He leaves it open-ended. So you got to wonder.
On the field.
On the field. Super Bowl championship year, MVP year.
Tom Brady came back and played extremely well. coming off the suspension to the point where they win the Super Bowl.
And if it weren't for missing
the last year, he wins the league MVP. And yes, he lost the Super Bowl, but it certainly wasn't
close to two consecutive championships. And if it hadn't been for the 4-game suspension, he may have won the league MVP in 2016.
Agreed. I mean, he's played great the last 2 years, and he's talking about not enjoying it. And then he goes right for the relationships, and when you've been around people for a long time.
And they're the showing degree. The nth degree thing with us is to the nth degree. Like, I don't know how to take that. Does that mean the coverage is to the nth degree?
I thought he was referring to the coverage.
Because we're the best. Everybody wants to take us down. Okay. I think he's referring to them.
He's referring to the coverage.
They're under a microscope more than anything.
It seemed a little unclear what he was talking about there, whether it was the coverage or the actual drama.
That is a little bit annoying.
I didn't take the drama. I said the coverage.
You give the conversation credibility by saying there's some relationships that have sort of headed south because we've been around each other for so long. But everyone wants to blow it up into something bigger than it is.
But they also show him driving in a car, complaining
about it all at the same time.
But they show him driving in a car, and everybody's talking. He turns on the radio, and there's a Guerrero topic. He's like, you know what? I just don't give a bleep about it anymore. That's the way I took all that. That it's the coverage, and Jesus, can't do anything without this thing being talked.
That's also not exactly true. That
maybe
you don't
it's
care
not
about
to the
it.
Level
to say, oh, I don't care, I don't give a bleep. Well, you do, and that's okay. It's okay to give a bleep. It's okay to be upset about coverage or, you know, be sensitive to some criticism. That's okay.
Yep.
You're allowed to be that. You're allowed to have an opinion on yourself, Tom Brady. You don't have to pretend like you don't care. You can care. It's okay to care. All right.
All right.
We should keep going.
Yeah.
Yep. We got some more here.
Here we go.
About anything, you know, like I think a lot of keeping things in perspective, like nothing's that big a deal to me anymore. And maybe I'm just caring about certain things that really matter, like my family, like, you know, people's health, you know, like life and death. But to worry about a lot of what the people may say or think or feel, like, I really don't care. I would love to play 5 more years.
I would love to play 5 more years. That's what he said.
We got a number again, boys.
Yeah.
Yep, we have.
Here we go.
I feel like there's a but coming.
But at least he says it.
But
this is the first time we've heard him in his own words and his own voice say this.
I would love to play 5 more years.
And I like him for saying it.
And going back to the Oprah interview, right? And, you know, where he responded with the thing on Instagram about 45, right?
Yep.
He did it in Spanish.
What did I say?
45.
Why won't you just say that?
Right. Well, he did it.
There it is. He just said it.
Got it.
Good. I like it. All right.
It'll be a challenge for me. I don't think it's going to be easy. It's going to be hard to do. I think it's going to be very hard to do.
Oh.
But I think I can do it.
Oh. Once you stop, you're done. And I think I'm ready to say that I'm done because I don't feel like I am. I still like feel there's things to accomplish. Be like getting close to the top of the mountain. Yeah, that's good. I'm good. It's like, no, you're really hard to get to this point. Why not finish it off? Look at my career from, I don't know, 30, 32, 33 on. You know, like a lot of players retire at 33. You know, I mean, you look at football, 10-year career, that's an amazing career. I mean, I think the last 8 years of my career have been better than the first 10. So I should just prolong it. And that's what I'm trying to do. I got a little bird sanctuary right there. I would tell you, it's not amazing.
What?
I'm sorry.
Is that by the creaky door?
I'm sorry. We
is there like a parrot sitting by the creaky door?
This is where the CTE sets in. See them birds over there? I put the bird feeder up.
Yeah. There's like an owl. There's like an owl sitting by the creaky door.
I like a bluebird. I like a red bird. A cardinal comes in once a month. And I tell you what, I feel better.
It's like having a conversation with your kid. And then, ooh, a balloon! Like, what?
But don't you feel better that I'm doubling down now? I'm going to beat Tom again. Like, we're back to this isn't one and done.
Well, that's
we'll
why
readdress
I thought,
it at the end of the year.
I'm all in. I thought that was going to be the purpose. When we heard this was coming out yesterday, I thought that was going to be the purpose. Was like, okay, like, I'm going to reset everything now because the season's starting. Well, it does feel like that to some degree.
Zoe and I at 10 a.m. today talked about it and said, this is going to be where he says everything is good with him
and
the team and Bill. And so far it hasn't been, but I'm much more impressed with this.
He's telling you,
this is way better.
I'm committed to play 5 years.
This is great.
I'm in.
If you're a Patriots fan and you're hearing this right now,
that's good.
You should be thrilled. I'm thrilled. You're thrilled.
And what Chopra said.
5 more years of Brady. Okay.
What Chopra said, too, like, there had to be something based on, wow, like, we heard him in this, and I'm like, wow, because there was meetings between him, coaches, or even ownership in that month that we said, you know what, I pressed that reset button, I'm going
to
be refreshed.
Here's what this does give some credibility to, and that is the report that the Patriots, and this is Mike Lynch going back 2 years now, when he said the Patriots feel like it's getting harder for Tom Brady to do this every week.
Right.
And so he wouldn't be saying this if it wasn't getting harder for him.
Right.
I mean, his play.
He said it's going to be really hard.
His play has not dropped off one bit. He is still every bit of the player he's always been. But in order for him to be that, you know, let's say
gonna be really
Monday
difficult.
Through Saturday, it's getting harder for him, and this confirms that.
All right,
it's getting harder for him, and he knows it.
We got 10 more seconds on this. Let's finish it off.
Here we go.
Good. More birds?
There's a bird sanctuary right there.
Look at the pelicans.
That's pretty cool.
What?
You guys put up a bunch of those, huh?
I know. There's like 7 or 8 of them. Yeah. But I'm sorry to do that. That's very something my wife would do right there.
Oh, so she's like me. Like, there's shiny object.
He's looking at this little tiny cedar birdhouse hanging from a tree in his yard.
Yeah.
Manny, look at the pelicans.
It's like when we have a...
Do you want to see helicopters?
It's like when my two-year-old, like when we're in the backyard playing and a plane goes overhead. It's like, airplane, airplane, airplane.
My kids, honestly, true story, my kids asked me last week.
That's it, it's over.
Dad, look at the plane we're playing catch, football in the air. He goes, Dad, look at the plane. I turn, I look, and he hits me right in the face with the football, laughs.
That's it. That's the end of the episode.
That's it.
He did this to tell everybody today.
We're ready to go.
5 more years. I want to play 5 more years and do everything I can.
So that's the first sign also.
Yeah. Also, again, he could defer to that. Like, hey, enough of the questions. I think I'm quite clear as to what my realistic approach is going to be here.
Well, it kills it. I mean, like, and look, like, the first one
kills the drama.
All right, Bert, hold that thought. We got headlines with Hardy. We're going to continue discussing this. Yep. This to me is significant Tom Brady news.
Fascinating.
And I think it should make Patriots fans happy.
Plus Hardy's shirt.
There isn't this question right now of him walking out the door at the end of the season, or is there? Let's discuss that next.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox are playing the Braves right now. Hector Velasquez gave up a solo homer and a triple in his first 4 pitches. Somehow escaped the inning, just down 2-0. They're in the bottom of the first right now. Now the Red Sox are threatening with runners at the corners with 1 out as they wrap up the 3-game set. They put game 2 last night, 5-1. Rick Porcello picking up his 16th win of the year. As for the Patriots, they're preparing for regular season game number 1 on Sunday against the Texans. Also, a new episode of Tom vs. Time dropping today. More on that coming up with Zolak and Bertrand, live with Albert Breer in Foxborough coming up here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Revolution look to snap their 9-game winless streak tonight. They're in New York to play NYCFC at Yankee Stadium. They're currently in 8th place, 6 points out of a playoff spot. You'll hear the game right here starting at 7 o'clock on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Headlines are brought to you by Northern Bank. See what the number 1 rated community bank in New England can do for you. Northern Bank, stay true. NBTC.com, Northern Bank member FDIC. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Okay. I would love to play 5 more years. I would play 41, 42, 43, 44, 45. I don't, it would be a challenge for me. I don't think it's going to be easy. It's going to be hard to do. I think it's going to be very hard to do. But I think I can do it.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho. H to the OV. I used to move snowflakes by the OC. I guess even back then you can call me CEO of the ROC. Ho.
Fresh out the Tom versus Time. Drop today. Music's number 1 supplier. The epilogue episode.
God, it makes you feel better as a fan, don't you?
Where he did nothing but come out and tell you that he wants to play 5 more years.
Right.
Awesome.
I think
that's a big statement.
If did the they Patriots, know this? I'm like, finally he said it.
Did because they know the this Garoppolo, in the offseason?
I mean,
all right, seriously. Bert, this wasn't taped yesterday.
Right.
This was likely taped before he agreed or during the process of agreeing to the incentives for this coming year.
Even if they knew the whole time.
Yeah.
I think at least having it publicly out there, they don't have to work. They don't have to answer the question anymore. It's not an issue anymore. Whereas before, it was like, he was really mealy mouth about it the whole offseason, right?
Absolutely.
Like, I,
I don't know if I want to keep going. I'm sick of not being respected, all that different stuff. And now he's actually saying it again, which I think gives context to the Garoppolo trade.
Okay, so say that, okay, he's giving you a timeline now that we at least got this guy for another. You feel better about the Garoppolo deal. Not that that's great.
And, because if
– hold on. So say he goes out and plays phenomenal this year. Mm-hmm. And say they win the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Now you look at the way he approached last offseason. Now they're going to be okay with him just completely being away until minicamp starts again. He figured it out.
Yep.
He adapted. He adjusted. He made home life important in the offseason, yep, where maybe he hasn't as much in other years. And it worked, and he was ready to go, and he played well. So we're going to allow him to do that.
Right.
And do you readjust the money, you know what I mean, moving forward?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm talking about guaranteed money.
I think there are two questions there. I mean, first, like, no matter what, are we going to correlate how he plays this year to how he handled the offseason, right? So if he plays great, he doesn't need the offseason program. If he plays poorly or isn't quite himself, then we're going to link it back to the fact that he wasn't here. Like, that's the first piece of this that I think we're all going to be looking
at. Are we?
The second piece.
Are we? Who are the receivers in the OTAs?
Right.
That he needed to get on the same page with?
Yeah, that's true.
Boy, good thing he showed up all offseason to get on the same page with Kenny Britt and Jordan Matthews. Kenny Britt were the top two guys.
I'm just saying, Beedle, if you don't think that's going to happen, though.
What a waste of time.
If he levels off a little bit, I think everyone's going to be correlating it back to the fact that he was unplugging this offseason. That's going to happen, right?
You know what, too?
That's going
to
happen. So that's one piece of it. The other piece of it is, like, after all of this, after all this water went under the bridge, right? Is he going to come back and take less again? Because next year, you're going to be going into a contract year. And if he plays great, then you're going to be in a position where you're going to have to say, okay, it's time to extend you out.
Yeah.
And at that point, Carson Wentz is going to be eligible for a new deal. Jared Goff's going to be eligible for a new deal.
Money's going to go up.
He obviously can ask for what Aaron Rodgers got. The question is, will he?
Right, right.
You know, and I think that's a big question here is, like, after everything that's happened the last 2 years, and he said it right there, uncomfortable 2 years, is he still willing to take significantly less? Because that's been a huge advantage this team has operated with for the better part of 20 years.
Hey, I want to remind you that tomorrow at 11:30 and 1:30, yep, we will have tickets to the Patriots home opener. Two chances tomorrow to win. 11:30 and 1:30 right here on Zolak and Bertrand. That's going to be a heck of a giveaway.
Hot get two tickets. Get to hear PSA by Jay-Z there as he actually runs out to kick off the 2018 season.
I just think this is such major news from Tom Brady today.
Also, this, too. Is this him putting pressure on himself, too? Like, you know, great ones look for things and ways to motivate themselves.
Sure.
Like, Garoppolo is not here. Like, we all take it as Jimmy Garoppolo motivated him and pushed him.
Yep.
Like, this is him doubling down on, I gotta be great, to the comment that he made. I keep referring to it a couple weeks ago. This football team needs a great quarterback. Like, I'm in. I'm putting the pressure on myself.
Tom Brady. I think it's interesting.
I signed the contract to play for incentives.
I talked to Aaron Rodgers about this, and I think it sort of correlates to Brady, because we were talking about how much longer he wants to play, and he said, I want to play at least to 40. And he actually explained to me how the challenge now has become – like him versus his age, which is exactly like Tom versus time, him versus his age. And he said to me, he goes, you know, I can't really play that disrespect card in my head
Aaron
anymore.
Versus age.
But it's there. I like it. I like it. Yeah.
Stupid. He looked in a jean vest he had last week. The stupid tie.
So you look at what he's saying and his whole thing. What his
moron.
Whole thing was.
He's a moron.
His whole thing is, I don't feel like I can't play the disrespect card anymore.
Right.
Because I can't sit here and say I'm the underdog anymore because I was the 25th pick in the draft. So I need something new to push me. And the new thing to push me now is I want to be able to maintain this level of play deep into my 30s, into 40 years old. And so I think for Brady that probably exists too, is going into uncharted territory and being able to do something no one's ever done before.
617-779-0985. Coming up next, how does this tie into the Jimmy Garoppolo trade? You mentioned the Jimmy Garoppolo trade just a moment ago. Adam Schefter had a thought on the Jimmy Garoppolo trade with Adrian Wojnarowski on the Woj Pod. It made some headlines yesterday. We'll play that sound for you coming up with Burt Breer right after this.
Maybe replaced by robots?
Robots?
Doubtful.
I think it's silly.
So I can perfect. 95. The Sports Hub.
here on the Sports Hub from Gillette Stadium today. We got Bert Breer, the MMQB, with us, as he will be with us every Wednesday this football season.
Yep. I'm excited to get back in a radio booth this weekend, too.
You are.
Excited.
Yeah,
get right.
back in the booth.
Excited about that.
Because right, yeah. you're a TV guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's nice. Thanks.
Big time.
Thanks to Mike Thomas and everybody at Beasley for allowing us
to
slide
over. Don't
do the
Dan Roach thing. That Dan,
no.
Like that Dan Roach
no,
tweet
but I mean,
from
it's,
last week.
It was different. It's a different call.
Thanked anyone, everyone he had ever met?
I saw that. Yeah,
well, Roach, I was like
laughing.
A,
I was oh laughing.
Oh when he won, like,
it was like an acceptance speech. Like someone play the Wrap It Up box for him. All right.
We didn't thank LaBavo Bell. It's the only person he left out.
Let's get to this. This is from a couple of days ago. Adam Schefter went on Adrian Wojnarowski's podcast. Adam Schefter has a new book that is out yesterday, today. Mm-hmm. It just dropped, right?
The Man I Never Met, yeah.
Yeah, and it's it sounds like a pretty good book. It's about his wife's first husband who died on 9/11. Mm-hmm. So it's not about football, but he's been promoting the book. He's been on a press tour for the book, and he went on Adrian Wojnarowski's podcast to talk about that. But Woj asks him a football question to sort of start it. So let's hear it.
Brady and Garoppolo, do you think that if the Patriots could do it over again, they knew Jimmy Garoppolo was very good. Bill Belichick mm-hmm. knew that. Do you think they'd still trade him, or do you think they would have maybe waited longer and made that harder decision to maybe push Brady out a year or two earlier than they knew, you know, he could still play at a high level, to say we've got our guy for the next 10, 12, 13 years? I mean, I guess that was the question that hung over that organization for a long time. Do you think there's any regret in that building about that trade?
I'm sure there is some. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be a top quarterback in this league for the next decade or so. And you don't want to let a guy like that go when Tom Brady's at the tail end of his career. In a perfect world, you get to hold on to both guys. And when Brady walks away, decides to walk away, Garoppolo is ready to step in and assume the throne. But it didn't work out like that for a variety of reasons. Jimmy's contract was coming up. Tom's not ready to quit playing just yet. And people say that timing in life is a lot. And in this particular case, it was. Because if Tom had decided a year ago that I'm done, maybe they would have been able to keep Garoppolo, sign him to a long-term extension. If his contract weren't coming up at that point, maybe they could have held on to him for another year without losing him. But for whatever reason, there was a 180 within the organization going from where they weren't going to deal him and were determined not to deal him to all of a sudden rushing to trade him right before the trade deadline last year on Halloween. And so it happened very quickly, very suddenly. And, yeah, I think there are people that definitely would not want him traded. But that was the circumstance and situation that they were in at that point in time, Loach.
Okay, this comment from him mm-hmm. generated some rather over-the-top headlines yesterday. Yeah. Patriots regret trading away Garoppolo.
That's just what he thought.
I'm just telling you what happened yesterday.
I know, yeah. But it's amazing.
With Adam, you know what happens with Adam. It's like Adam's got to be, like, everything that Adam
somebody
says,
told him that.
Like, that's what it is. It's like everybody assumes that anything that comes out of Adam's mouth is a product of something he was told.
I guess that's a compliment to him.
Yes, it is. It's a high compliment to him.
But it's the headlines generated don't exactly match the tone of what he said.
And I think
he's just talking about it. You know, he's talking about it.
I'm sure are people that do regret it. You think everybody in the organization and everybody in the office is going to agree 100% on this? This was had to have been a difficult decision, and maybe even had external factors that Bill didn't control.
That's why I think regret's the wrong word. I don't think Bill wanted to. You don't regret something that you didn't have full control over.
I think you raise a very good point.
I think regret's the wrong word. A little bitter, a little angry. A little angry that he had to do it. I that's what I think it is. More so, I don't think there's regret because I think Robert was never going to trade Brady. And so I don't think there's regret on his part. And I think Bill, if it were up to him, would have done everything possible to hold on to Jimmy for as long as humanly possible to try to. I don't think it's regret. I think there's some anger that it played out the way.
So, Bert, when I listened to this yesterday,
or at least was some anger.
What I wanted to do was pose the same question to you, but now we have new information in the form of Tom versus Time today saying he wants to play 5 more years. Should anybody regret trading away Jimmy Garoppolo after hearing what we heard from Brady today?
And given what Brady's given you for the last 4 years.
It's all – yeah, and that's the thing, Zoe, is like, Like, this is all depends on how Brady plays.
Yep.
If Brady's career goes careening off a cliff in October, then yes, then it was the wrong move. If he plays really well for another 4 or 5 years, then what are you going to do? Then it's totally understandable. You can't move on from, you know, an iconic player. Like, it's understandable, period. Like, right? Like, because this guy deserves to play by different rules than everybody else. He's the greatest player of all time. I think, like, how we're going to look back at this is all colored by how Brady plays from here on out. And, if we get to October and all of a sudden he's not the same guy anymore and then he's punch drunk in December and done in January, then we're going to all look back at it and say, like, well, yeah, of course you should have seen this coming, right? Like, that's the way everybody's going to look at it. If Brady plays great for another 4 or 5 years, then we're talking about something else.
True, but I also think, first of all, what you describe is unlikely. Right?
I agree.
I don't think it's likely to go that way. And I also think that the way it could have turned out really bad was if Brady walked away.
Right.
Now Brady's not walking away, so at least you don't have to worry about that.
Right.
You can say, hey, we rode it out with Brady until the end.
Left you high and dry.
And we were not going to not do that.
And look,
we were going to ride Brady to the very end because Brady is Brady. At least you can live with that. If he had walked away, you'd say, what the hell? How did we not see this coming? How did they not know that this was coming? And now I think if Brady's telling the truth, and he means it, that part has been removed.
I want to be clear about this part, too. It is 100% understandable why Robert Kraft would give Brady, like, privileged status and say, well, we can't trade him. We're not moving on from it. It's 100% understandable. I mean, this guy has, like, what has Brady done to the value of the franchise?
Huh.
What sort of value is Brady going to have to the franchise after he's gone?
What's economic impact?
Like, it's just like that player is not the same as everybody else. As much as they want over there in that locker room, in those meeting rooms to make everybody the same, that guy is not the same as everybody else, and he deserves to be treated differently. And so, I mean, look, we can talk about it from a black and white, cold point of view, but it's just like the same rules don't apply to Brady as they do to every other player on the roster. And I think Kraft stepping in on this one is confirmation of that.
All right, I'm going to ask you something about the opener tomorrow night. So it's Atlanta, Philly, and I just saw Alshon Jeffrey out for this game.
Yep.
They got some guys out, and based on how Nick Foles has looked, and the Eagles have looked on offense.
Atlanta's a good team, too.
Is this a tough spot for Philly?
Yes.
Where it's a banner night?
Yeah, because I think Atlanta went in there
trying
almost
to get my lineup
Atlanta went in there and almost won last year.
Right, they should have won that game.
They've got a really good defense that's getting better because there are a bunch of 24, 25-year-old guys. You saw how fast they won the Super Bowl.
Oh.
There's a bunch of guys playing for contracts on that defense. The offense is in year two. I think Atlanta is better than people think, and I'm not sure about Nick Foles, man. He did not look good in the preseason. I think Doug Peterson and that staff did a great job of making it work for him in the short term, like for 2 months, right, in December and January and into February. And Foles, to his credit, played well. Zoe, it's a question for you. Can you recreate that? Like, I don't know that you can recreate
that. Especially with Jeffrey being out and going against his defense, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for them.
I'm taking Atlanta.
Okay,
I'm leaning Atlanta now, too.
Let me ask you a big picture question that you have 30 seconds to answer. Who's closer to getting back to the Super Bowl, the Eagles or the Patriots?
The Patriots, because the NFC is tougher. I think there's more roadblocks in the Eagles' way.
I think lack of focus.
If you rank, it does seem like they've enjoyed it a lot. And I think there's a good infrastructure. They're going to be good for a long time because the quarterback's going to be really good for a long time. But if you take the 10 best teams in the NFL, I think you can make an argument that 8 of them are in the NFC.
I said this.
There are going to be good teams that miss the playoffs in the NFC. That won't be the case in the AFC.
I said this the other night. We're just watching. And I'm going through the roster and watching some of the Giants warm up. I'm like, their record was not indicative of the type of talent that they have. That's a team when you look at.
That was like a 4-12 team. That was a bad team.
Like 4-12, I think Tampa. I don't think Giants, but
right. Their
offensive line, defensive line, they're big. Like they could test them.
I mean, just count them up. Like, and look at the six teams are going to make it. There are going to be some good teams. There's going to be like a Green Bay or a Rams. There's going to be one of those teams that you're going to say is a really good team that's going to miss the playoffs. And that's not the case in the AFC. I think you can coast a little
three
bit and still
race.
Make it, you know?
Yeah.
All right, Bert.
See you, Bert.
All right, guys.
Enjoyed it.
Good first one.
We'll see you next week.
One down.
All right. Very good.
Have fun getting out of here. Had a tough time getting in.
Yeah, hopefully they let you out. I'm sure they're
now you can't leave.
I don't know. Hopefully they're not like painting around my car now, because that was the problem coming in. They're painting the parking lots everywhere.
Yeah, I think they'd give you a personal escort out of here if you needed one.
You can arrange that?
Yeah, if you want. Thanks, Bert. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
90 seconds here. There are no commercials, just the update with Hardy back at our Town Fair Tire Studios. Zo, Hard Knocks last night. A recap next.